If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. If you have been struggling to get sales from your design work or understanding what you really need to do to make money, I have the workshop for you. On September 23rd, I'm hosting my first ever profitable designer workshop. This 1 day, 3 hour workshop is only $97, but I have a discount for all my podcast listeners. Go to KarinaGardnerCourses.com/profit and put in the code podcast for $50 off. I can't wait to see you more profitable. Welcome to the Make and Design Podcast. I'm your host, Karina Gardner. On this podcast, we're unraveling the everyday joys and dilemmas of design, making, and business. For makers who want to be designers and for designers who are makers, this is your inside scoop to help you grow your business and bring more creativity to your life. This is sort of the second part of my book review series I'm sort of doing. I have a third one. I basically wrote down 14 books that I wanted to talk to you guys about, and then I broke it down even further to how I've used them. So this one is called Books That Helped Me Become More Intentional. I just really like these books, but I am going to tell you that these four books, well, three of them, I felt were so detail-oriented that it's the kind of books like I had to kind of go back and like look at them again to be like, what did I get from it? It's really different than the first episode I did on this, if you want to go back and check it out, where I talk about books that help me save time because I remember specifically the things that I put in place for those to help me save time because clearly time is something I find very important. And so this one, these were books that helped me become a little more intentional. I think they're an awesome read, but I also think they're the kind of books you have to go back and either reread or write notes on. And you might not also find super just riveting, but I want to tell you about them in case you are really interested in changing some habits or becoming more intentional. And I'm going to kind of mix these up a little bit. Okay, the first one is Atomic Habits by James Clear. I actually got this book for my husband for Father's Day last year, I believe. And I love this book. I think it's such a great book. He does a really good job of helping you figure out like kind of what is happening in a habit. So he has a 4-step pattern called cue, craving, response, and reward. So he goes through each of those things and then how to make habits become more attractive or easy, which is really the thing I took away from that because I'm not really good at like checking and seeing what my cue is. I'm not going to dissect all the things, right? But I am pretty good at looking at something and saying, how do I disrupt that so that I can make it easier for me to not have that bad habit, if that makes sense. So I actually think it's super great. It's an insightful book and you can become very insightful about yourself and the things that you are doing while reading this book. And so that's why I wanted to mention it because it really did make me a little more intentional about certain habits that I already have and how to kind of break them, if that makes sense. Okay. Along those same lines, I have one other habit book, The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg. This one's a classic. I think it's the one that like everybody goes back to because it is so good at helping you define the habits you have, why we have them, and he does talk about breaking them as well. So this one's just a classic to me. Like if you want to understand some of the things that you do and why you do them, like this is the book for you. It's called The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg. Okay, this next book is a little bit interesting. It's not in any way anything about habit. I think it's also a classic. It's called The Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. I was hesitant to read this book. It's actually very short and I listened to it. And maybe I should have read it instead of listened to it. This is my hesitation for reading it. If you have any if you feel a little bit squeamish about anything that is about war, then this is difficult, because he actually goes in and talks about some of the things that helped that happened during the Holocaust, and he was Jewish. And so it is very insightful. It can be, I don't want to say the word's not depressing, but almost like my heart broke as I was listening to it. But it also was very insightful, the way that humans behave and the way that he was able to extract meaning from life in those horrible circumstances. I found the entire thing just so incredibly good. And if you haven't read it, I really recommend it. It's actually very short, but do be aware that it's something that he writes very vividly and about things that are not maybe for little ears. And he does so not to shock you, but to describe things so that it makes sense. So it feels very purposeful. The whole book feels very purposeful, and why he is explaining what he's explaining. So that's quite a diversion from Atomic Habits, but it really did. It made me walk away and think about how I am searching for meaning in my work, in my design work, in my family life. It gave a different perspective of things. So I love that book. The last one is, this has been a kind of an eclectic mix, but the last one is called, I'm looking for the full title because I know I'm going to not say it correctly. Words That Change Mine by Shel Rose Chavez. I'm not sure if I said her last name right. This book is very academic, but brilliant. The tagline on it is The 14 Patterns for Mastering the Language of Influence. And it's a way to hear and listen to other people's languages and respond accordingly to help them and to help yourself understand them, but also to influence them, which is really interesting because it sounds very manipulative, but it's not. I heard her speak on another podcast, and she talked about, like, she said, you know, like, you just asked, you know, why am I doing this? Well, that I heard the word why, and I knew then that what you're really asking is this. Or she said, if you had used the word how, then I would know that you are looking for a set of procedures. And so what I thought it was interesting is that the language that we use, if we start picking out the words that are being used, we can figure out how to best talk back and communicate with the other person on the other end and give them what they are looking for, and how to communicate best with them. So I thought that was just an interesting thing. She goes through, there are 14 patterns, and it is very intense. And it's like the kind of book, like, I bought this one because I like want to go back and read it multiple times. I only read it once and it was a lot. But I can't recommend it enough because what I have learned from it has been invaluable. So I think if you're very interested in this kind of research, it's a pretty phenomenal book, and go get it. Okay, that's my book list for you today. It's kind of a crazy eclectic list. I'm going to go over them again. Atomic Habits by James Clear. Words That Change Minds by Shel Rose Chavez. Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. And what's the last one? Charles Duhigg. The Power of Habit. I just think these are four of the books I've read that they really struck me, and they changed a few things that I did in my daily life. And so they might be wonderful books for you to try out as well. All right, if you want to get to know more about the stuff I do, including all my design work and my courses, you can find it all at karinagardner.com. I hope to see you soon. Hey, did you know that you can visit me at makeanddesign.com to learn more about this podcast and join my VIP group for weekly freebies? I can't wait to see you there.